97.9 105.5 Kiss FM. It's Big Papa in the morning. Ladies and gentlemen, from the show V, Tuesdays, 10 o'clock on ABC, Scott Wolf is on the phone. Scott, how you doing, dude?
Big Papa, I'm doing great. How you doing this morning?
I'm fantastic. Where am I catching you this morning?
I am at home in Park City, Utah.
Oh, all right, all right. Now, what does, you got, you're married, you got a kid now, right? So you got like the whole family thing going on.
Yes, we do. We had our son Jackson just turned one last month. So, and it's just the greatest thing ever. He is a hilarious, amazing little guy, and we're having a blast.
When you had the birthday party and you put the cake down in front of him, did he just jump right in at it with both hands, or was he tentative? Did he just kind of like size it up first? What was his tactic?
He was definitely tentative. You know, I think he
didn't want to get in trouble.
Obviously, we don't. You know, it's not every morning that we put food in front of him and expect him to smash it into smithereens. So he sort of looked at us for a second, and he put his hand on top of it, and then took it off. And as soon as we were sort of just cheering him on, he went after it, and by the end of it looked like a first year, a 1 year old should look after her first birthday.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's cake everywhere.
It's one of the few times when you're like, it's okay, make a mess, everyone's here, it's cute, go.
Exactly. It's got to be so confusing, but he seemed to enjoy it, and yeah, it's the greatest thing ever. There just aren't words to describe it. There's nothing I love more than being a father, and he's such a great kid.
Absolutely. Scott Wolf, V Tuesdays, 10 o'clock on ABC. It must have been a weird transition going from a single bachelor guy in Hollywood and doing the TV stuff and the movies and all that stuff, and now to family guy and now to father. It's a little bit harder to be on location, I would imagine.
Absolutely. I mean, we've been lucky. We shoot V up in Vancouver, so I've been able to have my wife and son come up there when I'm shooting, so I don't have to be flying back and forth too much. But when the Olympics were up in Vancouver this February, and so it made logistically it was kind of a nightmare up there. So they stayed back home, and I wound up coming and going. And yeah, there have been other times where I've had to be away for little chunks of time, and. You know, it's terrible. I look around and there are so many. I'm really lucky. You know, there are people that are having to leave home for a lot more difficult reasons, and so ultimately, yeah.
In the grand scheme of things, life doesn't suck.
From my wife and my boy is not good, but we've been able to actually keep it to a minimum, which has been great.
Yeah, Scott. In the grand scheme of things, life doesn't suck.
Life does not suck. You will not find me complaining, and if you do, slap me on the back of the head.
Well, here's the you bring up a good point. I always thought that okay, you're on location, you're shooting something. I just imagine it's like you're a traveling salesperson. They put you up in the local hotel, motel, Holiday Inn, and that's kind of your digs. When you're shooting out there, number one, how long are you out there for? And do you actually like get an apartment? Do you get like a house? What's the living situation if you're bringing the wife and the baby?
Yeah, we do. You know, if I were on my own, or when I was single, yes, you would just have the production put you up in a hotel. But with my family, and we've got we've got dogs, so we are a traveling circus, so. So it obviously requires more space, and so yeah. So we've rented for this past season. We would rent a house up there,
okay,
and keep every so we have plenty of space for everybody. And
dude, this is, here's what's going through my mind, Scott. Again, we're talking to Scott Wolf, V Tuesdays, 10 o'clock on ABC. I'm thinking of you as Clark W. Griswold. Loading up your wife that was in the real world, and the baby and the kid and the dogs and everything in the family truckster, and taking the road trip from Utah up to Vancouver. That's like the visual I just got in my head as you're heading up to tape your big show V.
You could not have a more accurate image of what it looked like. I have pictures of me giving my son a bottle on the back of a U-Haul to prove it.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, it has been an adventure, and thankfully I have an incredible wife who is up for any adventure, and so So she has not mind being a Griswold, thankfully.
That's awesome. Scott Wolf, V Tuesdays, 10 o'clock on ABC. For those who haven't seen it yet, I'll tell you what, that one chick that's that they use her face on all the publicity for it, she's a hot she's a hot little sexy alien.
She is beautiful. I really think that because obviously these aliens have come to Earth and they've made themselves look human. They've kind of cloaked themselves in human skin, and clearly they're not stupid because they made themselves look like Morena Baccarin, and that's exceptionally beautiful.
Nice.
And it winds up being very effective. You know, they come to Earth, they say that they're here peacefully and that they want to offer all these incredible advances to humanity and then be on their way in exchange for some resources, some minerals and water that they've sort of depleted for their own survival. And ultimately, it's built into a war of beliefs, a war of ideas, and sort of a war of civilization between the visitors and the humans. The fun of the guy I get to play is he's sort of seemed up till this point less concerned about are the aliens good or bad, and he's just sort of thinking how good can this story be for my career.
Right.
And but lately he's started to wake up to the reality of this situation, which is that the fate of the world is at hand, and that even a guy who is mostly out for himself, that like Chad seems to be, can't ignore the fact that he is playing a role in the survival of the world or the destruction of it. And so it's been interesting to play a guy who seems selfish or so ambitious that he's blind to what other people need and want.
Right.
But that kind of, you know, motivation seems to be giving way to some real feeling and some. You know, he seems to be wanting now more than ever to understand the truth.
Absolutely. It's V Tuesdays, 10 o'clock on ABC. We're talking to Scott Wolf. Scott, obviously, a lot of people know you from Party 5. Do people still come up to you and call you Bailey?
They do. I still get a lot of it. I have to say, you know, my wife and I just, we went and saw some family recently, and so we've been in airports quite a bit over the last month, and it seems that it's finally, you know, the Party of Five thing is finally giving way to, hey, I love V, I love your new show, and this, you know, I have all seriously, you know, whatever it is, 10 years later, since it's been 10 years since we finished.
That's amazing.
And I've got nothing but great feelings about Party of Five. I loved it.
Let me ask you this, Scott. Do you feel like you've been stereotyped? Because, like, you hit the home run. You hit the grand slam. You were on a show that was, you know, everyone loved. You were on there for a very long time. But the downside is people pigeonhole you as, you know, do you think people pigeonholed you as Bailey? Do you think that screwed you out of parts in movies and other TV shows and stuff after it was over?
Probably, sure. Yeah, I think so. I mean, I you know.
Like we can't put Bailey as the villain?
Exactly. It's the blessing and the curse of playing a role or being part of a story that is sort of indelible in a way in people's minds. And, you know, it's an honor and it's awesome and I'm proud of it, because you want your work to be meaningful to people. But at the same time, yeah, it's taken a lot longer than I would have expected to sort of have people really willing to sort of let that perception go.
Yeah, suspend the preconceived notion, sure.
And there's a lot of people who, you know, people of a certain age that were watching at that time, and that show that was, you know, that it was important to. You know, it's amazing the reaction you get still 10 years after we finished. You know, it's you know, I'm proud to have been part of a story like that, but at the same time,
you're definitely ready to move on.
Somebody stops me on the street and says, hey, you're awesome in V, or hey, I love V, or hey, I love the new show. That feels really good.
Absolutely. Scott Wolf, the new show is V, Tuesdays, 10 o'clock on ABC. I know you got to get going, but one thing we do with all you big-time celebrities, it's called the Quick Six. It's six questions, 60 seconds. Let's everyone get to know a little bit more about you. Okay? What movie will you stop and watch every single time it's on?
The Godfather.
Favorite toy as a child?
Slinky.
If you're going on a road trip, Clark W. Griswold, what are your go-to snacks?
Doritos and Coca-Cola.
If you, Cool Ranch or Nacho Cheese?
Nacho Cheese, baby, old school.
Nice, nice. If you weren't an actor, what would you be doing for a living?
I might be a broadcaster. I think I'd maybe either have a talk show or be a sportscaster.
Favorite body part of the opposite sex?
It's all good. It's so hard to narrow it down.
That's the best. I've been doing this for so long. That's the best answer to that question I have ever heard, ever. All right, Scott, well, favorite toy as an adult?
Favorite toy as an adult. What would it be? I guess it's the computer anymore. It's the laptop. It's just sort of a limitless source of entertainment.
That's actually incorrect. Your correct answer was the Griswold Family Truckster. That was your correct answer.
It's Family Truckster.
It's Scott Wolf. It's V Tuesdays 10 o'clock on ABC. Are you on Facebook, Twitter, any of that stuff? We can hook up with you there.
I'm not at the moment, but I am moving in that direction. I'm kind of a dinosaur, but I think I'm going to be Twittering.
That's all right. Have your 1-year-old help you set it up, because I guarantee.
Yeah, he's already got a Facebook page.
Absolutely. Scott Wolf, V Tuesdays, 10 o'clock on ABC. Dude, thank you for the time, and can't wait to do it again. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much, man.
All right, Scott Wolf, everybody. We'll be right back. Big Papa in the morning on KISS FM.